This is Akashvani, the news read by Xinbia Hui. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the first budget of Narendra Modi government's third term. In Lok Sabha, presenting the Union Budget for 2024-25, the Finance Minister said this budget is mainly focused on employment, skilling, MSMEs and middle class, as she announced the Prime Minister's package of five schemes and initiatives for youth. Presenting a detailed roadmap for pursuit of Viksit Bharat, the budget mentioned nine priorities of the government, providing opportunities for all. It includes productivity and resilience in agriculture, employment and skilling, inclusive human resource development and social justice, manufacturing and services, urban development, energy security, infrastructure, innovation, research and development, and next generation reforms. The finance minister has reduced the corporate tax rate on foreign companies from 40% to 35% to attract foreign capital for our development needs. Vivad Se Vishwas Scheme 2024 has been proposed for resolution of certain income tax disputes pending in appeal. The government has announced a comprehensive review of the Income Tax Act 1961. This year, the budget has made a provision of 1.52 lakh crore rupees for agriculture and allied sectors. The finance minister said in the next 2 years, 1 crore farmers across the country will be initiated into natural farming supported by certification and branding. Government will incentivize additional employment in manufacturing sector in first 4 years of employment. 30 lakh youth and their employer will get incentive in respect of their EFO contribution. Government will formulate a plan, Purvodaya, for the all-round development of the eastern region of the country, support of 15,000 crore rupees for Andhra Pradesh in current financial year. The finance minister has also announced to invest 10 lakh crore rupees under PM Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 to meet housing needs of 1 crore urban poor and middle class families. A provision of 2.66 lakh crore rupees has been proposed for rural development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget 2024-25 is for Viksit Bharat, which ensures inclusive growth. In a video message on the Union Budget, he said it will benefit every segment of society and pave the way for a developed India. The Prime Minister said the government has announced the employment-linked incentive scheme, which will create crores of new jobs in the country. Opposition parties, including Congress and Samajwadi Party, have criticized the budget, saying that there is no relief for the common man in the budget. In a social media post, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi claimed that the budget favors BJP allies. Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav criticized the Union budget, saying it fails to address the issues of inflation and unemployment. Industries have welcomed the Union budget, terming it a growth-oriented budget. People across the section lauded the budget. Founder and director of a design startup in New Delhi, Abhishek Sharma, said the announcement to provide internship and 5,000 rupees to youth every month will help them in shaping their future career. Union Minister for Railways, Ashwini Vaishnav, has termed the allocation in the Union budget 2024-25 for railways as historic. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that the highest ever allocation to the tune of 2,62,200 crore rupees has been made in the budget for railways. He added that this will give a major boost to railways. Mr. Vaishnav said that of the total budget reallocation, over 1,08,000 crore rupees has been earmarked for safety-related activities. He informed that before 2014, total budget reallocation was only 35,000 crore rupees. The Supreme Court today refused to cancel the NEET UG 2024 examination on the ground of paper leak and malpractices. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Parivala and Manoj Mishra passed the order in a batch of petitions. The court stated that there was no material to indicate that the leak was systematic, affecting the sanctity of the entire exam. The National Jal Jeevan Mission achieved a historic milestone today, providing tap water connections to 15 crore rural households across the country. In Women Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Nepal by 82 runs in the final Group A match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. Chasing the target of 179, Nepal scored mere 96 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.